Okay, it is June 19th, 7 p.m. This is a Sustainability Commission meeting. I'll go ahead and take the roll call. Julie Moeller?
Here.
Eric Simon?
Here.
Shannon Roberts?
Here.
Beth Chang?
Here.
Andrew Basney?
Here.
Lisa Gillis? Okay, and I don't think we have any public comment. So we'll go to the adoption of meeting minutes from May 20th. I sent those out today. I don't know if anybody had a chance to review them.
I started to. I didn't get a chance to finish them. I saw one typo, but these are beautiful minutes, by the way, Andy.
It's possible there's many typos.
No, they're very nice minutes, though. You did a nice job. Very complete.
I like to do it at least once a year.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Molly.
So no. I don't know if we can maybe just wait till next time.
I am not rising to this level of notes. I just want to make
Yeah, we can push it since we just got them today and approve them next meeting.
But other than that, we're caught up, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, sorry for the delay on that.
Okay, we'll approve it next time then.
Quality takes time.
Well.
Okay.
Who's taking notes?
Beth has volunteered. So you can do them next time.
Sure.
Wow, I'll be ahead of the game. So, all right, we can go jump right into meetings if you want to start, Eric.
I actually don't have anything.
Yes.
I can offline with you, Julie. Like, you know, I was getting like every single Metropolitan Mayor's Caucus email. Now I feel like I'm not.
Oh, really?
Because I haven't seen anything in a while.
Huh.
So I'll offline just see what you have and see if I'm missing anything.
Yeah, I think maybe the energy stuff has slowed down or something.
Because
the
totally
next meeting, I'm going to the next one.
Is that
June
the 21st one?
26th. At U of I? Or?
Did that just come out today, that email?
No, it's been out, so...
Yeah.
Maybe we'll okay, we'll check.
We'll compare notes later.
Okay.
But I don't have anything to report.
Okay, good. Shannon, do you?
I don't have anything.
Okay.
So I actually went to the Planet Green meeting and have a bunch of stuff, but before I do that, did you already ask? Are those guys here for public comment?
No, I think they're just observing, and they'll be there later on in the agenda
Great.
Their topic. So.
Okay, good. Because this it was actually kind of a long meeting, but the one substantive thing that I want to be sure to bring to the group's attention is that John kindly copied this or printed out, if you look in the materials that he put on the desk, this like a draft letter of intent to join the Planet Green Initiative in pursuing 100% renewable electricity. What this is basically the group felt the desire to elevate, of all of the many priorities and goals that, you know, our communities have, this goal of pursuing 100% renewable electricity because of the urgency of the climate issues. And so, you know, Gary said he's totally open to comment on this, although the general feeling around the table at Planet Green was that it was a good idea to have something like this, and people generally seemed to like it, so I said I would share it. The idea behind it is to go and ask the institutions in the two communities to sign a non-binding letter of intent towards specific goals and activities. You know, none of this is new, right? These are all things that have been on the table to try and do, but just looking for a way to kind of move the needle. It's a super difficult, challenging long-term goal. We did talk about how is this different from already, you know, being part of Planet Green, but the group seemed to feel that, like I said, because of the urgency of the climate issues, without something that kind of elevates it and gets it back in front of like the key decision makers at the various institutions, that will just, you know, continue to not make significant progress. So I know you're just getting this now, so I'm not really expecting, you know, any immediate comment. I probably haven't read every single word in it either, but the idea is just to elevate, you know, the climate issues and identify specific activities. I think the group did say that it would be important to identify some specific actions people could take. Otherwise, it would just become another piece of paper, you know, filed in a binder somewhere. So,
Do we think like that all the organizations that would be targeted with this know what Planet Green is?
They should, because they're all, I think all the local institutions,
they're all members?
They're all part of, by definition, part of the core team. But, you know, personnel and people change and things like that, and this is something intended to get it back in front of the leadership, for example, right? If you were going to get the school districts to sign onto it, you'd probably have to, you know, certainly go to the superintendent or the board, right? If you were going to get Park District to do it, same thing. So to kind of just re-elevate the issue. I told
this
Gary.
This is, it's an interesting approach. This is out of the NREL thing, right?
He didn't specifically say that it was coming from NREL.
Or is this Planet Green?
Yeah. I think this is Planet Green just trying to relight the fire.
Yes, I think relight the fire is a good way to describe it.
But shouldn't they do it through the whole NREL thing?
I don't know, right? I mean, those are...
I mean, if you light this fire, but you're working with NREL on the other side, National Renewable Energy Lab.
So I might have read this yet, but like I would agree it's a interesting approach. I'm not sure it's the approach I would take, but
We'll share it with Kathy, but my red flag right away is letter of intent for 100% renewable when we don't even
it's not even really like a real goal
when it's not even a real goal.
Yeah.
I mean, and I guess we should probably talk about this. I mean, I understand the need to ignite urgency. I just think it's an interesting approach, and I'm not sure what the result will.
I totally love the intent of, like, let's get people re-fired up and remind them what Planet Green's kind of mission is and all that.
But I think I would almost, we'll have to talk about this. Does anyone else have any other comments?
That second bullet does say participate in energy road mapping initiative, so that's the NREL thing, right?
I mean, I'd like to see this in conjunction with that, because then that's going to set up real goals.
Well, that's good feedback. I mean, I think Gary said, well, he just, you know, he put a straw man, if you will, out there to get the discussion going, so...
I would welcome any comments from all of you if you think it's necessary or what just personally think.
Is Oak Park doing the same thing? So are they reapproaching organizations? And
well, I think the idea would be if there's consensus to go with this approach that all the organizations would be approached. I mean, I don't think I'm bringing this tonight, I would say, as an informational discussion item, right? It's not ready. It's not being brought like, is River Forest prepared to sign on to this, right?
Okay, so this is just still somewhat of a draft.
Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
From Planet Green.
So maybe we can add this to the next agenda and have
an actual discussion about it.
Yeah,
does he have a deadline at all?
We did not discuss a deadline, but it would make sense to me to say, well, we've put it on the agenda for the next meeting for actual discussion, right?
For July 9th?
Okay. Yeah. Well, August. No, July. Sorry. Yeah, July. Okay.
Ask two quick questions?
Of course.
One would be, I guess when we think about what businesses are in the areas, a lot of them are small businesses, and I'm familiar with the work that large businesses need to go through to get towards renewables, and a lot of it's like purchase power agreements and things like that, and it's huge amounts of work and contracting. So I guess I would be interested to understand if there was any sort of knowledge around, you know, what type of work this would entail for a small business, and whether or not that was thought through, and whether there's going to be, you know, support or guidance. And then I would also agree with the general comment of, I don't think 100% renewable is realistic, and also necessarily what people want to do either, because of like
it's scaring people off, honestly.
Yeah. It's a lot more around, you know, combining renewables with energy efficiency, and I think you in general, lead with the energy efficiency and then finish off what you can through efficiency with renewables.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Right. Actually, that reminds me, somebody did comment about making sure to put something about energy efficiency in there as well. Mm-hmm. So, okay, well, that's, you know, some really great preliminary feedback. And, yeah, I think I would just tell Gary that it was shared tonight, and can come back for further discussion at the next meeting. If you can bear with me, it was a long meeting with a lot of stuff, so I'll try to just give you some of the key things. The, you know, Planet Green, the funding comes from the Community Foundation's Community Works Advisory Group, and there are three programs, Planet Green, the Success of All Youth, and the Leadership Lab. So all three of those areas are, you know, I guess going to be reviewed by the committee. You know, Planet Green has a 10-year plan. I'm not sure when the 10-year ends, Julie, but you know, not surprisingly, the Community Works Advisory Group is going to be looking at, well, how to make that Planet Green program financially sustainable as well as the actual work. And my understanding is that there's a subgroup that will be working on that, and that the co-chairs of that subgroup are our very own Eric Palm and Jan Arnold. So, sharing that. Planet Green will do their report card presentation at the July 15th District 90 meeting, so, you know, we can try to firm up coordinating the Green for Good. There was discussion about, are you all familiar with the It's Our Future program? That's the thing for the middle schoolers, high schoolers, and college students, and they kicked that off in May with a climate change radio show. And the general thrust of the program seems to be basically to give youth who want to be engaged with what this It's Our Future. I think that slogan actually came out of the Oak Park student groups. It's like the planet and all of this. This is, it's our future. So designed to create vehicles for youth to become more engaged. And in particularly, one is to have maybe a youth arm of Planet Green. But the other is kind of like a media workshop series to help young people figure out how to make the case for the change they want to see. You know, how to write editorials, how to facilitate forums, how to do a podcast. It sounds actually really interesting. There is an application process, but it's not up on their website yet, although they seem to already have applicants. But like all new programs, it's...
Is this like a national program? Or is this
no, it's a local initiative, okay. Right. But he's looking at things like how to connect youth with national or even international movements, like, you know, even the UN Youth Climate Conference in 2020.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, next, there was a lot of updates about solar. Under FEJA, they're still trying to recruit 17 to 24-year-olds to get trained to be certified solar energy professionals. Apparently, they're having trouble with recruiting for that. On the power market, Mark Berger said, well, they're still waiting for the online platform to be put up so that they can start accepting community solar applications for non-residential. At the conservatory, Oak Park Conservatory, this Saturday at 10 will be the Flip the Switch event to celebrate the installation of all the things from the Sun Club Mountain Energy grant that the Park District of Oak Park received. So that includes celebrating the installation of solar panels, water harvesting system, and beehives. Here's the key thing for us is that, who suggested this? Maybe Gary suggested that if any entities were thinking of applying for Sun Club grants in the future, that it would be a really good idea to show up on Saturday and meet the representatives from Sun Club, because apparently, you know, they have money they want to give to viable projects. So I think Gary said he had talked to about either Ed or Anthony going from D90. I have no idea if our village has anything, you know, in the works. I can't be there on Saturday, but maybe somebody else can. They talked about the NREL forum. I don't know. There's a lot of detail, so I don't want to go through all of that. I'm just trying to think about what else this group needs to know. The road mapping forum, there was an 84-page document developed by NREL, and so they'll work on, and Planet Green will work on an executive summary for that. And there is a follow-up on July 11th from 12 to 1:30 at the Community Foundation about how to move forward.
July 11th from what time to?
12 to 1:30, and that's at the Community Foundation.
So would you put that on your calendar?
Yeah, I just wrote that down. The first follow-up I've seen was yesterday, and I haven't read it yet from Gary.
Okay.
So I imagine it has those dates in it, and if there's a document attached, I don't know what it is yet, but...
Okay.
But there's literally been no follow-up since. But I think that's
there
because
hasn't been, yeah.
I think they've been just compiling all the
okay.
Information from that day.
And the other date, I didn't get all the detail down about this, an Illinois Green event on July 26th that involves ComEd, People's Gas, North Shore. So I think it's about energy efficiency.
Where is that at?
I'm afraid I didn't write that down.
That's okay.
And then, you know, Dick Alton was there, and of course there was sort of just a moment taken to remember Sally Stovall again, and they, you know, Dick and Jim Babcock, they seem to just be trying to carry on with Green Bloc parties and, you know, plastic-free living and carry on with their newsletter. There's discussion about like a food waste week. Is that on our agenda? I feel like I saw something about a desire to have like a focus on food waste sometime in the near future. So, you know, I probably, the Planet Green meetings, the challenge with that is that there's so much, and I always feel challenged about thinking what is it that's useful, you know, to bring back to this group and in what format. So I don't know, was this generally too much information or not enough?
No, I think this is good.
Okay.
And then we can follow up with you afterwards with questions because it is a lot of information.
Yeah.
So the waste-free week, wasn't that out of the zero waste schools? Didn't that come through?
It may have been. I don't remember where I saw that. But that was part of, it was mentioned, of things that Green Community Connections is still working on. But the Zero Waste Schools, actually, like District 97 is, you know, they're working with their administration and board to try to establish a district-wide sustainability committee, and apparently the superintendent, you know, said they need to have the support of the school board, so they're working, the parents there are working on getting that.
Okay. Yeah, so, yeah, they're doing a lot of, they're, to remember Sally Stovall, they're doing a lot of events that she used to carry around, this notebook with a lot of ideas in it. And so what they're doing is they're going through there and they're trying to implement a lot of her ideas.
Yeah.
So, you know, they borrowed the plastic monster dress and wore it to the Oak Park meeting on Monday to get a proclamation in honor of Sally. They, just getting a list of things, which is, I think it's a nice idea. So if you get an email from Dick Alton, that means you were on Sally's list and going to ask you to do something. But in that mode also, I'll just add that they're promoting Green Community Connections, just as a side note, Plastic-Free July. You can have a team. You can go on to Green Community Connections and you can... It can be your family team, it can be a neighborhood, whatever. And you sign up to do this and you actually keep all your plastic for the month of July. Or you can pick the date. And then it's actually a competition. And on September 3rd, we'll weigh what you collected during your month. And we'll have winners and prizes and stuff. So I'm going to be one of the judges. So I am my family and I are participating. So... As of July 1st, we'll be collecting all our plastic.
So you collect all the plastic around?
Anything you use.
Okay.
Any plastic you use for the month.
That's actually a cool idea.
Yeah. So I can...
So I can't tell if you what... So I would think you don't want to have the least amount of plastic possible.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
You know, versus coming in with like a... You know, truckload of plastic.
Right. Yeah, that is
Chinese
the goal.
Every
bunch of 7-Eleven cups. Yeah.
Well, wait. So the winner is whoever has the least.
Well, I'm sure there's multiple.
Yes.
Prizes.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said.
Did I might. I'm sorry. I just got back yesterday. I could be having some brain fog from my Yeah, who can collect the most plastic? I mean,
otter system, I guess.
Yeah. Sorry.
Big gulps every day.
Anyway, I will send that email on to you in case you know anyone or yourself who wants to participate. So, and moving on. Andy, did you have any meetings?
I don't have any updates.
Okay. I do not as well. So we will move on to. So Lisa is not here. So she did send me a report from the Green Block Parties updates. There are, as of right now, there are no block parties in July, but there have been a couple in June. They were during the night.
That would be really unusual to have none in July.
Yeah, I guess
actually Lisa said that there weren't very many in July last year either.
Most of them happen in August and September.
Too risky weather-wise, I guess.
So for instance, here's the report. The Lincoln School was supposed to have a pollinator garden put in and on June 3rd and it was raining and the plants are actually, the native plants are behind, at the garden center. So they're going to do theirs in September. So I'm seeing, she's had one, two, three.
There's three this weekend.
Yeah, so she's, there's six total that have been booked. So, total green parties is seven total sorted out stations. So she's got a tracking that she sent me. Lisa's on it. And, so I think that right now it's just kind of quiet, but that I know that we've already gotten several people who sign up for Healthy Lawn, Healthy Family, because I've seen it come through. And I meant to bring it, but I didn't go home first, is we made a small sign that says Pollinator Parkway in Progress, so that when you see it all dug up, that you'll see, and it says, for a Green Block Party, contact the village. So those signs were made. And we're ordering more Healthy Lawn, Healthy Family signs, so those will be ready. And what else about the Green Block Parties? I know David is still looking for help. If anyone's interested, or knows anyone who wants to learn a little bit about the native gardens, and has time in August and September on the weekends, he could use some help. So, and on that note, I should have started that our open lands grant that was written was approved, and we got $5,000, and that will be for the pollinator gardens for next season. Okay, so we had them covered this year by Planet Green, and next year we'll have the support of the open lands. So
is that for 1 year? Or is that?
Yeah, it was really good news to get the grant.
And I told Julie that those selections are made by a whole advisory council committee. So it means that the proposal was very well regarded on its own merits.
That's good, because that was a rush. That one was turned around in a few days, so that was good news. So maybe I will call them and get the details about that. But that means that we will probably be continuing. Pollinator gardens for next season as well. Any other questions about Green Block Parties? Are the sorted out stations going okay? Or
far they are. Right. Yeah. So the three this weekend, they've each reserved one each.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Okay.
So far, so good.
And do you have any updates on? I know you're just getting back.
Next week we're switching out the lighting in this room. So next week, Tuesday, all these lights will be LED. And next week, the lighting at the pumping station is getting switched out, the interior lighting, to LED.
That's good.
Yeah.
Moving right along. Okay, so a lot has been kind of happening behind the scenes. But so July 9th is our next meeting, but also during that day at 10 a.m., if any of you are available, you're welcome to attend. is the Reusable Bag Day meeting. So we being Lisa and I, and trying to figure out a way to work with retailers on to get to honor the Reusable Bag Day. And we had a letter that was going to go out asking, you know, businesses, what are they doing? How could we help? And then Lisa said, why don't we just call it kind of a town hall meeting with, you know, Village of River Forest retailers and restaurants. And this is also partly due to Ari coming in and speaking and to us about the straws. And then last year with the students and the students with the One Earth Film Festival winning. So Lisa drafted a letter that just invited them on July 9th at 10 a.m. to come to hear the students speak, and also just to let them know that we're a resource for them. We want to know what they're doing and see if they can maybe change some of their ways to single use of using single use plastic to trading it to more sustainable resources. So Kathy was all on board, and Jonathan Pape was incredible, got the letter out, he emailed it. So we wrote the letter, Jonathan, and I will send a copy to you tonight, and then emailed it and also sent a hard copy. I don't know if we've heard back from anyone yet, but...
If we have, I don't know about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so it's a big... big thing to ask retailers to all gather. So we're anxiously awaiting their response. We have secured Charlotte Meyer and Mackenzie said they would be here to present to the retailers on why they have done the work they're doing. And then Ari can't attend, but she's going to send a video presentation. And we've invited Andrew Edwards as well, who's going to get back to us, whether he can attend, so he can talk about why he made his films. And we really just wanted to make it known to the retailers that we focus on residents, but we'd like to, you know, include them because our residents are asking us about single-use items and what we're doing about it. And so on that note, I will send the letter out where the retailers, what retailers it went to. And you know, if you can attend, Lisa and I will now be working on kind of the presentation and following up with people. Lisa's gone until for a while, but I will start working on that. So
where's the meeting?
The meeting will be here at Village Hall. It'll be an hour and a half meeting. So it's a big first step. I'm kind of anxious to see what will come of it. We're trying to find out what people are doing, if they've made any changes, if they have any changes coming down from corporate. I mean, we try to make the letter so that, like, even a Starbucks, like, if they have points that are coming down, you know, from corporate within the next year, if they could let us know. Or I know that the Illinois legislature just passed the non-BPA receipts law. Do you know anything more about that? Or
not specific to the law?
Yeah, it's for retailers above a certain, for banking records and such, but you can't use BPA receipts anymore. Mm-hmm. So just to see if any of them are going to be affected by that and just start a conversation. So, and we're really hoping to get someone from Juul there. We keep kind of chasing them and seeing what they're doing about the plastic bags.
So who signed the letter? Just out of curiosity, who's...
Kathy okay. and myself signed
okay.
the letter.
And just for the notes, what's the film that Andrew Edwards made?
He made one that's Plastic Not Fantastic, and he made... The second film was about palm oil. And I could get you the title.
Okay.
So I imagine there may need to be some follow-up if you don't... I mean, don't hear significant responses.
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be some sort of a...
Yeah.
You know, if you need help... having people drop in with a letter or something, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah, definitely.
I can help with that.
Thank you. So that's how we are celebrating Reusable Bag Day, and that's at 10 a.m., and I will have direct results that night at our meeting.
Yeah,
yeah, so it's kind of a big day.
hot off the press.
Yes, it'll be hot off the press. So, yeah, it kind of came together quickly, but Kathy was just like, yeah, let's do it. And I was like, okay, let's do it. So, yeah. I know that Oak Park is trying to, you know, get some things going with their retailers, so yeah, maybe something will catch on. Any input after you read the letter, please feel free to share it with me. So, yeah. Any other thoughts, comments on
Well, just that with something like that, I mean, it sounds like a great idea to find out what everybody is doing, but it's always a good idea to have in mind, you know, what you'd like to, we'd like to come out of the meeting with afterwards, right? A concrete next step.
Right. And that's what I'll be working on next. The main idea was that businesses are doing it. I was going to use a couple businesses in Oak Park as an example, and also to gather information on what laws have been passed in other states, that this is really something that is coming down the pipeline for a lot of businesses, and how should they approach it, or are they just going to ignore it until they have to do something? Mm-hmm. And that maybe there's some things that they could do that are easy steps right now, and maybe they don't even know that they could sign up for the composting program, or I was also going to use River Forest Chocolates as an example. I mean, they sustainable practices, they're composting, just that type of thing. So I think the outcome is, one, to let them know that the Sustainability Commission is here, two, what we've been doing for residents, and then three is simple things they could do to change, and then four, how we could help them. So we do just want them to know that we're here. So,
yeah, I'd love to talk more with you about it. I think it's great, and I've been working a lot in the plastic waste space, and I think there's a lot of sensitivity. Like, everyone knows it's such a problem, right? But and single use plastics obviously are the biggest problem.
Right.
But there's also sensitivity, the idea that, you know, plastic isn't bad, and all of this plastic waste is giving plastic a bad rap, but plastic was...
Bad rap?
No. but that, you know, plastic was made to solve a different problem around, you know, aluminum, and, you know, there's not enough aluminum,
styrofoam.
And it's really hard, and styrofoam. And really, plastic is 100% recyclable. It actually is... But we're all not using it right. So so I just, you know, I think this is brilliant. I think it's fantastic, because I think there's tons of stuff to do. But, you know, just also in a lot of the problem, too, is taking the plastic we can recycle and getting it in the right channel. The biggest problem is consumer behavior. And I think this is so.
Yeah, so allow the businesses to help us with that. So I would agree. I'd love to talk to you about some tips you're giving. Businesses, yeah. That'll be good. Good. All right. We are just moving right along. So the energy information on the website. So this, I know this always ends up on the agenda, or we keep talking about it, but maybe since I'm going to kind of lean on you, Eric, because... I really want to get something, and I know Kathy does, and just what's happening with energy, how it's going to affect people here in River Forest. And maybe this will come out of the NREL report, but people keep asking. I brought, I sorted my stuff today. And I know you get all this too, but all the what do we tell people when they get, you know, all these energy things in the mail? You know, could they sign up for this? Should they sign up for it? What is, you know,
So there's like the consumer piece of this.
Yeah.
Which was a concern from the beginning, because, you know, the one downfall of Illinois blowing up as a solar state is the, you know, massive influx of salespeople trying to sell solar.
Right. And so now people are, and then they see the article about, you know, we're solar friendly now because of SolSmart. Well, and they're like, oh, so what are you guys doing? And I'm like, well, we haven't really done anything yet, but we're getting set up to. So I think some type of explanation needs to, I don't know, can you help us?
Yeah, I think it probably already exists, like that good explanation of what consumer behavior should be right now.
Yeah, I know City of Chicago had something.
Yeah, there's a bunch of, I think even Oak Park has some kind of message out there. MMC, I know, was like working on some kind of message. So it's really just me compiling those and coming up with the best version that works for our community. It's not a big project.
Would that be something you think you could have at the next meeting, and we could send out and we could look at?
Yeah, you bet. We can iterate on it.
And then we could get it on the website just to see what they have. Because if one more person drops these things off to me, I'm just going to be like, okay.
Yeah, it's a tough one because...
Yeah.
And there's very convincing. I mean, I'm constantly talking to, you know, friends, family, too, who get the... A lot of them make themselves sound like they're ComEd, and they're not.
Right.
I had to talk somebody off the shelf last week. And it literally, like, they made it purposely like it was from ComEd, but it was...
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Because, I mean, like, even Cook County has this. I don't know if, like, you know, we even printed something to have in the, you know, in the hallway and by the office. I mean, just about, like, how you should approach this. I mean, that might be premature, but maybe down the road it might
right.
be useful.
Right. We do have those up front.
Do you have this in the
yes.
front?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. We got okay. those a while back. Those
so,
front.
So just to clarify, like, is the problem we're trying to solve... trying to give advice to residents on how to procure renewable energy?
Well, I don't know. I guess that would, if that's one of the goals from, and see, that's cart before the horse. I mean, if that's an NREL goal.
Well, so people are getting flyers on, hey, sign up for renewable energy through our company. So I just want to make sure I'm, there's a lot of different angles here.
Yeah, what do you guys think? I mean, I know that...
There's, like, the consumer alert angle, like, hey, watch out for, suspect characters. That stuff already exists out there. We can kind of put our own together. There's the, hey, you're interested in solar.
Here's
resources. This is kind of us building on the SolSmart thing, like, we are... solar friendly community, here's why, and here's tips on how to procure your own solar. And even, like, you know, they can email us. Like, I'm always happy to respond to emails. We're a small town.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah,
I'm not gonna just take a, if is there, do you guys have advice on this? Because
well, those both sound very useful. I would love to know what to do with those letters too. You know, I mean, I think it's more than just a generic, like, beware of people who might be trying to scam you. I think people just want to know are there some of those that are legitimate? I mean, I guess it's tricky for us to get in the business of saying, you know, these guys are okay and those guys aren't. But if there are criteria to look for, or should they all be going into the recycling bin? I mean, I think that's what people just want to know. What should I do with these letters? And everyone wants to do something so that if it's okay, then they want to do it. So maybe it's how do you tell which ones are.
Yeah, I wonder if ComEd already has something like that, because that's the grid they have to plug into.
Yeah,
so
yeah. I think
that,
like,
that would be their round.
The reaction to, you know, FIJA once the developers became a problem, I think a bunch of stuff came out, you know, kind of the, but they're more kind of consumer alert. I'll take a crack at something, and like, we'll have to take this in steps anyway. So, you know, and I'll send it out, and you guys can comment, and we can kind of go from there.
I do. I think it could be as simple as, you know, consumer alert, and, you know, we're SolSmart. These are steps you can take if you're interested in that. You know, if you need more information, you know, type of thing. I think that's a good first step. Because as you just keep reading more about it, it's just...
It's overwhelming.
It is.
And I don't know how any consumer who's not going to spend a whole bunch of time doing research is going to figure any of this out. And the stuff is really potentially misleading. I shouldn't say misleading, like potentially misleading on how they can save money when it only has, you know, it's only talking about one part of their fee. And
right, because I don't really think this really gives you much information on how to proceed either.
So skull and crossbones, consumer beware, and then like a list of things. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah. Oh, well, we could give them the letter intent to sign.
Yeah, totally.
You can sign this right now. But yeah, I mean, it's just very generic. It's like,
I don't even know what that is.
Well, this is a lot of information on the existing utilities and how you can get like energy efficiency analysis and things for your home. So,
yeah.
Which is good information, but it's a little bit different than what we were talking about.
So I was, I just forgot my thought. But I forgot my thought.
Well, it's like, so SoSmart is the, you know, we've taken down a bunch of the barriers to make it easy once you've made your decision to get solar up on your rooftop. But, like, what leads up to that is the problem right now.
Right.
It's like, how do I get to that decision?
And someone say, well, I don't want solar. I want, you know, renewable.
Sure.
How do I sign up?
Yeah, I want to do geothermal.
Can I sign up by myself or do I? But, yeah, explaining that ComEd is the grid that you're going to be plugging into and that, you know. I keep getting a lot of questions, and I'm not sure how to answer them myself. So,
yeah.
I think we need to keep talking about it. So, all right, good. Okay, here is the part. In our audience this evening is Ellie. If you don't mind, Ellie Raitt, and she's going to be a freshman at OPRF, and she had the idea, another student coming to us, which is wonderful, of possibly, did you do the IDU unit with sustainability with Miss Daly?
No.
You weren't part of that, okay. But Miss Daly told me that Ellie had an interest in, do they allow students to be on the commission? And I said, well, that is a great idea. And I talked to President Aducci, and she said she has no problem with it. And all it would take is a change in, our bylaws. So I just wanted to open it up to all of you. I do have a meeting with Eric to talk about, you know, how to set this up if we decided to proceed. But I do see a lot of benefit. I see, especially with the It's Our Future coming out, the meeting that we had with Ellen McManus at Dominican about college students, you know, being involved somehow at Dominican because they have their own environmental club. It's just, it would be another way to open up and know what's going on in the high school or know what's going on at Dominican. And we can really structure this how we would like. And so I put it on the agenda just for discussion so that as I talk to Eric Palm, I know what questions to ask and, you know, what questions any of you have. So,
can we hear from Ellie about your thoughts and what led you to this idea and what you would hope to see? Is that?
Yeah, if she's up for it, I don't know.
What inspired you and what you would hope to see?
Could you please go to the podium?
Would you mind speaking?
That makes it work.
I know you have to get on.
The meeting's recorded, so. Oh,
That'd be great.
Thank you.
Can you roll that out a little, Eric? So that, just so we can hear you.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi.
So I was stuck for the last couple months of school because of this. We're in a room with Miss Daly every day. And we got to talking about sustainability and everything, and through a lot of my teachers I realized how, like, I've always been passionate about it, but I hadn't really realized how many opportunities there were. So I have signed up for It's Our Future, and I have an interview with them next week.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. And Miss Daly just told me that this would also be a very good opportunity for me, so I decided to email Mrs. Moeller and see if it was an opportunity.
Great. Great.
Very cool.
Thank you.
So on Monday, I gave a talk to the school board of District 90 on introducing a new unit in the science curriculum about environmental awareness and education, because that's missing, and I don't think it should be. And they took it really well, and I think and they said that they are going to try to implement it in the next couple of years.
That's great.
That's wonderful. I know.
I think it's really fantastic bringing the youth voice into things, because you know, sometimes people will respond to youth in a way that, you know, it just motivates them more.
Yeah, it definitely.
Because we have talked about that, and the intention is there, I think, but there are always competing priorities, and so the curriculum, sustainability curriculum, was on the radar, but was being deferred, and so maybe you will be able to bring it, make it happen faster.
That's great. I know. When you just said that, I was like, nice work. So, and I know there's a lot of students like that out there. They just don't, like, what can they do? You know, mm-hmm. what, you know, who's listening? So
there's almost like, I mean, there's a lot of opportunity for us here as well. It, because we do get this question, you know, relatively often, like, how can kids get involved? And almost just, you know, another website thing we can kind of put on the list of things to do is just a one pager on, like, how youth can get involved. You know, mm-hmm. here's all the ways that you can, here's the cool youth environmental organizations. Here's, you know, because that'd be kind of a nice little resource to have as
right.
well.
So after attending a meeting, if you're still interested,
yeah,
you might
be
like, I am not. Yeah. Yeah, so it would be, you know, attending these meetings, which are the second Tuesday of each.
They're not always very exciting.
Yeah, but you know, get to know what's happening in your village. And so if you guys are up for it, I will talk to Eric Palm and see, you know, how we could format this and that type of thing. So
yeah, I'll just say that, you know, I think it's a great idea. I guess typically whenever there's discussion around doing something like this, and I think what Planet Green is looking at is forming, like, you know, like a youth arm or something like that. I think this is interesting, the idea of just having kind of like an actual student representative on the commission and not just like setting up a separate group. And I mean, I think the pro of that is that it's fully integrated, right, with the work of the commission. It does mean that you'd need some kind of application selection process, and that
right.
only one person can participate.
Right.
Whereas if you have, like, you know, a youth arm or something like that, it could be a larger group. But I'm not necessarily advocating for that. I'm just saying to be aware that there are different models for how to
right.
There's also
involve.
I'm already in River Forest. So there's some models for this, and it doesn't involve the kids coming to every single meeting. It's, you know, because that's like brutal. You know, so it's either part of a, you know, part of each meeting, or
yeah.
it's like every other
right.
meeting.
Right, it could be
or
at the beginning of a
yeah,
meeting. Or
you know, where there's a report out, and anyway, there's
yeah.
different ways we could.
Yeah, definitely. This. So, sounds like you guys are up for it. Good. All right, well, more to come on that as well then, so.
So you don't have
That's
to
awesome.
You don't have to stick around if you don't want to.
Yeah. But so we will proceed with that. Like I said, I have a meeting on June 26th with Eric Palm about that. So, okay. Old business, artificial turf. I don't know. I was out of town. Were any of
was
you
that
able?
On was that on Monday? Was there a meeting? And was
yeah.
that this Monday?
Yeah, it was. What's today? Wednesday. It was last Monday. Yeah. Did any? Obviously, nobody went.
No.
Okay. I know several.
We always get them last second, and I.
Yeah. yeah no, I know stuff. Several people went. The bottom line is that the turf. They discussed it again. They will be. There's a public hearing on turf on July 1st, and they will be. So if any of you can attend, I plan on being there and
so
making a statement.
Is that at their regular meeting? So like.
Nope, it's just a public hearing set July 1st. That's not their regular meeting. Then they will either make a vote that night or they will vote July 8th. They said that at their regular meeting, July 8th.
I think it's great news that there's going to be a public hearing.
Yes.
That was sort of the concern, was that it was just going to happen mm-hmm. without the public hearing.
Right.
So I think that's kind of the best result we probably could expect.
Right, and they're looking for some closure on this now that their new board is up and is informed. So I think it's important if anybody, you know, opinion either way on the topic should attend, and they should be prepared to speak. They do have a new set of FAQs up on their website. I can send that link as well tonight. And you should review that. I know that Mary Masala was at the meeting. She plans on making a reply. I know Katie Brennan was at the meeting. Another group, Laura Maycrook. So,
do we know how that public hearing is being publicized? I mean, I'm sure there's a.
It's on the it's on the River Forest Parks District website.
Is that the only way that people would find out about it?
Pretty much. I know that Laura Maycrook is going to be sending out an email to people that have, you know, were at the meeting at the beginning opposing TURF. But
I mean, again, like you said, it's a public hearing. People can show up to express their opinions in any, you know, manner that they have on this. Is it appropriate for it to, does something like this get put out through, like, the Village e-news, public hearings of different entities?
Possibly. I was just looking up to see if it's on the new shared calendar website. It's probably on there, the RF Happenings website, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
What time?
That's a good question.
Let's see if it's on.
I got an email from him today. Let me see. There was something else they were talking about. Let's see. They're discussing two things actually at the public hearing. I'm sorry not to be so.
I mean, I'm just thinking, like, when the village is having a public hearing on something, I know you're required to send it out, and it goes out through various mechanisms.
Like public notice, right?
Something like that, right?
Right. It has to go to surrounding neighbors a certain distance, you know,
right,
to the area.
So
affected.
Is the park district have
but
similar
this
requirements?
This could also just be a posting requirement with a local paper kind of thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not a specific area. It's dealing with the whole park district, you know what I mean?
So I got it just from River Forest Park District. It's a public hearing on the Keystone Park baseball softball infield enhancement project synthetic turf discussion. It is at 6:00 on Monday, July 1st at the depot. And then they're also taking comments for public hearing on extending the platform tennis light hours to 11 p.m. daily. And that will
see,
be on
now
Tuesday.
Now that you say
that
I feel like I got a specific email about the platform tennis thing.
And that one is on Tuesday, July 2nd at 6 p.m.
Okay. Well, you know, we don't need to go into details on the meeting. I think the point is just if there's anything that's appropriate to do to help get the word out. This also reminds me of a date that I forgot to mention from the Planet Green meeting, is that apparently there's a Tuesday, June 25th, Lunch and Learn on Greenfield Maintenance and Turf versus Grass that's pending confirmation. Do you know anything about that, Julie?
I just know that they pushed it back a week because they're pending confirmation on a speaker. So I...
Oh, okay.
Beth, you could
I'll
be the
ask,
speaker.
I feel like that was something maybe Katie was talking with Gary about.
Mm-hmm. She was.
Okay. I'll ask Gary. And if I have definitive information, I will... send it.
Okay. Community gardens, I don't really have any update on that. I just left that on the agenda. They've been going great. I know that Mary is planning on putting some more plants in on Lathrop.
Lake Street.
Lake Street.
Right.
God,
right.
I really need to go to sleep. But,
where?
Lake Street in front of the businesses, like River Forest.
Yeah, the planting beds on Lake Street. So we switched those out to a variety of different plants this year that are a little more perennials and natives in there now. And we still have a few annuals to add color to them. So that's what Mary's doing, adding some more colored begonias, I think.
Did you approve that?
Yes.
Okay.
And the bump outs seem to be all, I mean, they're all planted. They've been planted for about 3 weeks. Maybe
They're doing well because of all the rain. But yeah, there's a lot of plants in each bump out in Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah, they look good.
No color yet. I don't see any color. Only
there's not going to be a lot of color.
Could you put some begonias in there?
Yeah.
Well, that's why we put those little signs in there saying these are native plants for stormwater, not necessarily to look great.
Andy, you're missing the point.
You of all people should know.
It's all about optics with me.
What are? Oh, never mind.
So it looks nice.
Actually, I'd like to, I know you sent something out about the bike that we all owe you, and some notes by June 24th on the bike plan.
Well, it still says draft, but the, as we've talked about before, it's sort of supplemental to the village comprehensive plan is the River Forest Bicycle Plan that has now been. It still says draft, but I think the idea is that it's out for comment. And I talked a little bit with Katie Brennan about when she feels like the report may go in front of the Board of Trustees for, you know, discussion, review, and adoption. But I have it here. I mean, it's a pretty, you know, sizable report. It's just sort of, and it kind of goes through, I think I passed out the sort of expected, you know, map changes and the different bike paths and shared lanes and different things that they want to implement as part of the bike plan. And then they have a lot of just short-term goals, midterm goals, and long-term goals as part of implementation. What I'll do is I'll send out to the commissioners the actual bike plan itself. There hasn't been a lot of sort of concrete guidance that I've received in terms of what the timeline is. I know I've pushed a lot just in terms of like getting the plan. So I just had sent out to the Bicycle Task Force, because we're actually acknowledged in the early part of it as being sort of helpful in putting together, you know, the actual draft plan. And I just, you know, kind of with Katie's input, reach out to the biking task force and ask for comments within the next week, just because I don't know if it's going to go in front of the board in 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay.
And I think I would have to reach out with, you know, a summary of any comments to revise. But there's, I mean, there's, it's pretty solid. I don't think there's anything of significance, but I just wanted to sort of formalize the procedures a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, if you're comfortable, it might be nice to share with this.
Yeah, I'll definitely email out to the group.
Okay.
So who authored the plan?
KLOA. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're a village consultant?
Right.
Correct.
Right. Okay. There was a county transportation grant that we received, and that's what paid for the bike plan.
I mean, with oversight, I guess, from John Housel, right?
Right. Because it was tied together with the comprehensive plan.
Yeah. But it's being presented separately.
Right.
Yeah. Also, you know, speaking of, you know, kind of getting grants and stuff, so the Sun Club, as Beth mentioned, I don't know if you have any more information about it, but they are in town for that event, and they are looking to, they said they have more money for grants, and also the Metropolitan Reclamation, Water Reclamation District also is having, for green infrastructure, has some money now for some grants. So it's something for us to think about after getting open lands. But if there's more permeable paver areas, or if there's something that maybe we could partner with the park district, I know these money is out there, and if there's any solar projects that we could think of, I don't know if we could work with, you know, even if it's something that getting Sun Club to, you know, work with somebody here in River Forest, solar for one of the parks or maybe concession stands. You know, that's right up their alley, that if any of you think about, I can, if you have any ideas, can send you the deadlines on that. But it seems like Sun Club is fairly, you know, easy to work with.
Are they pretty broad based in terms of what their objectives are? In terms of grant recipients?
Yeah, I mean,
environmental or sustainable is the drift?
Yeah, a lot of it is, I forget.
I haven't looked at like any sort of formal scope of their proposals.
Right, but yeah, Gary would said he's happy to help us with any type of grant for that. So, yeah, I don't know if there's anything along the bike paths that could be done, or if there's, you know, anything, John, that you know of, but.
Well, we received an MWRD Green Infrastructure Grant for the Green Alley project last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of thing they're going for, you know, stormwater related.
Right.
As far as the other ones, I'm not too sure what they're, mm-hmm. you know, focusing on or what they'll approve. But
does the village plan on, do you plan on having anything for the MWRD?
Well, we're kind of tossing around a few ideas. We have these alleys that we're doing anyway again, and we can certainly apply again. I know they like to, you know, spread this around other villages, so, you know,
yeah.
But we can certainly try. That's what we're doing anyway.
Yeah.
You know, we can't just pull a project out of thin air, you know, because we're doing these anyway. We might as well apply for them.
Right.
Know,
okay.
So.
I just didn't know if we were.
But, yeah. Other than that,
I talked to Kathy today, and she's like, "Do we have anything that we need? You know, we should definitely look at Sun Club." So
is that a requirement that these things are shovel ready, or can they just be?
Well, you have to go through, because they're not going to pay. They typically pay for the implementation of the project, not the design portion of it. So if you don't have it designed and ready to go, then you're really not ready to apply for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just the nature of these types of grants.
Yeah.
Julie.
But Sun Club, I mean, is different. So
yeah, that one.
I'll take
a
closer look at that to see what we could maybe come up with. All right. And then let's take Polino sign. Are there any other updates or questions?
Is there anything we need to be doing with bees, or like we're good?
We need to be protecting the bees.
Well,
we got the pollinator gardens.
Well, we just spent like a full year, you know, putting together a bee ordinance. I didn't know if there was things we needed to fix in the ordinance that are not going well, things, John, administratively with the village that are not going well that need. Or is everything just fine and we can?
I don't think that a lot of people applied.
Yeah,
I think Julie's right.
There's just not a lot of participation, really.
So did we drive out all the local beekeepers?
Well, actually, I think it was a really rough year. And a lot of people didn't.
There was like a virus or something.
Yeah, and then the cold winter, I think a lot of people did not then restart, you know.
I pretty much think it's Dominican. Maybe one residential address, and then maybe another school. The last time I talked to, I don't know, the administrator that's sort of in charge of the ordinance, I could reach out to see
them
if there's something. I know I'd like to, Ellen and McManus and I have been sort of trying to put something else on the calendar over there in terms of some of the, you know, if you want to call it bee programming, that we had a kind of a honey harvesting event last fall, if you remember, and we wanted to do things sort of on an ongoing basis with the, you know, interested parties.
You know, it'd be kind of interesting is to find out, like, you know, with these pollinator gardens, do some metrics again, like, okay, now we have, you know, an extra 4,000 square feet in the village,
uh-huh.
you know, how many bees is that, would that really attract, or,
uh-huh.
yeah, it's just some information that might be kind of interesting to find out, it, you know, how it's helping and how it's making a difference. I mean, I know with my own yard, just planting it, you know, the pollinators find that area, right? So, and the birds, but that might be something to think about with Ellen or some type of programming to do.
Okay. Yes, speaking of wildlife, did we want to talk at all about the upcoming deer meeting? And is everyone aware of the deer meeting?
Right. Well, there's
That was on my thing to ask.
Yeah,
about.
There's
you.
A representative from the IDNR that's going to be here Monday night at 6 o'clock before the regular board meeting to give an update on the deer population in the area. It's informational. Basically, people want to know what we can do about the deer population. There's only so much that can be done, and he'll provide more detail on that.
Are we opening up hunting, like, you know, on Keystone Ave?
Right. That's what. That's probably a question he'll answer. I don't know.
But the meeting came about after a couple of people contacting the village, residents?
Right. People contacted the village because they just see deer everywhere, and that's a concern, and we don't have a lot that we can do about it. We live next to a forest preserve, so we asked the IDNR to come out and give us some kind of information, you know.
So I'm sorry, which meeting are they coming to? Or it's a separate meeting?
Yeah, it's Monday. It's a separate meeting. It's a 6 o'clock meeting with the IDNR representative before the regular board meeting.
Well, what things can they do? Do you know?
What can they do? In certain areas, they can what's called cull the deer, and that's basically rounding them up and shooting them. But they can't do that around here because there isn't a lot of open area to do that. So in other areas where there's, you know, like a municipal golf course, for example, they can get them up into that area and thin them out. But
it'd probably just be nice to
know. If there are things they can do around here, I just don't know about it. So that's what he's going
to
talk about.
It seems like a recent problem, right? In the last year, it seemed to be an issue. I don't think it's been for many, many years, right?
I don't know. They've always been an issue. I mean... Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, some people think it's worse than it has been in the past.
Okay.
So. I have the same issue with people. They're everywhere.
You got your own representative coming to speak to you personally.
Is that 6 p.m. meeting, is that just for the board's information, or is it a public?
No, it's a
public
meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my question would be that if they recommended something, then the board would have to just discuss it, I mean, and then...
Right. We'll have to see what he says.
Or do
maybe he'll say here's a few
didn't.
Options. That,
okay. I was
you know,
just wondering how the process works.
Right. I mean, it's their jurisdiction. It's the Department of Natural Resources. So he'll likely say here's what you're allowed to do and here's what you can't do. And
I mean, yeah, we should have a discussion.
They're the ones that are in charge
scope
of that.
For sustainability. I mean, this is like wildlife management. It's not sure it's a sustainability thing, but
yeah. No, I just.
It's interesting.
How do you go
informational,
about it?
Yeah. It has to do with the environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess I was wondering if, like, there's a concern about the deer. Like, has there, what, it does feel like there's been a change in, is
right.
Why,
you could
are
talk
they starving,
about,
or are
you could
they,
talk about any diseases that are out there, too, right now, as
well.
Well,
why they're looking for food here.
Why they're looking for food. And
right.
The flooding, yeah, they're cut.
Right,
the
exactly.
Right.
Displacement, yeah, kind of a displacement.
There's right. There's nowhere in the forest for them to be, so they're venturing out. Yeah.
But that's why this year I think it's worse.
Yeah.
Probably.
I did have a baby born in my backyard, and mom left for like 3 days, and I was very concerned.
Oh yeah.
And
they always
mom came back to find her, and it was very celebrated at my house. But I didn't know if I was supposed to be giving it water or anything. I was so confused.
Nothing.
I know.
They say the mom comes back. Yeah.
It was
I looked that up myself. So, okay. Well, you know, if there's no other comments, then sorry for the scattered meeting, but I think we've got plenty to do still. So,
the bike trail meeting, the Des Plaines bike trail meeting, is actually next week as well.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Andy,
try to make it.
Yeah, if you can make it or anybody else,
yep.
Let me know.
Okay. Sorry,
I'll be there.
What is that meeting?
It's the Des Plaines River Bike Trail meeting.
Yeah. To talk about connecting, you know, the path.
Des Plaines River Trail.
Yeah.
Which has been mostly underwater all season as well.
Yeah.
To connect that with?
To eventually connect it from North Avenue to the Prairie Path. So they're just in the conceptual design phase at this point.
Yeah, which then connects it to the Salt Creek Trail, and it connects it to the whole network.
Right.
And I'm sorry, Shannon, did you have, I think I missed that on the agenda, did you have any update on the...
I do, but I think it's better to talk, I'd like to talk to you directly about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Just to crunching metrics.
I'm in trouble. So, okay.
Made some progress, but.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll see everyone July 9th then. Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Good talk.
Thank you.